I'll guard the door. Hurry! It was shockingly huge inside and was covered in freaky occult artifacts and ancient books. Before long, I found a secret compartment in Mr. Brad's desk. Janine, I got it. Oh my god, it's here. It was my only chance to prove what Brad was up to. I had to move before he got back.
You shouldn't do that, Shane.
What?
Breaking the rules is bad.
My name is Shane and... Yeah, okay. I was arrested for shoplifting. I didn't do it, if you were wondering. I don't know if some jerk from my school planted it in my bag or what, but I didn't do it. Not like it mattered. While I was waiting in court for my sentencing to start, a woman I'd never seen before came up to me.
Are you Shane?
Who's asking?
Rachel, I'm your new caseworker from Child Protective Services. I want to help you, okay?
Sure.
I mean it. You need to express remorse or tell them your story or something, or you'll have juvie on your record forever.
What, I'm gonna cry about how I never met my dad and my mom was murdered? Should I bawl about how therapists think I'm nuts because I told them a green light killed her?
Growing up, me and my mom were each other's entire worlds. One night, we were having dinner, and the next thing I remember, there was a flash of green light and she was dead. I've been bouncing from foster home to foster home ever since. If that's what you want to share.
You seem new, so here's the deal. Everyone's mind is already made up. So let's just get through this, and we can move on. Just then, the judge impatiently slammed his gavel to start sentencing.
A standard sentence is 4 months in juvenile detention, but...
Excuse me. I'm Shane's advocate. My client has a clean record and a traumatic history. I believe she should be offered community service instead.
She's not even sorry.
Yes, she is. Aren't you, Shane?
It's hard to be remorseful for something you didn't do.
You're correct about her record, but that attitude is a problem. How about this? She will spend her summer at a community service camp for law-breaking teens.
That would be great.
Next case!
Before I knew it, I was being whisked off to this place called White Hollow.
It's in nature. Nature's good, right?
Apparently you're helping to catalog an old library. I'm organizing books.
Oh, here we are.
In the pouring rain, I could barely make out the shape of the ginormous, spooky manor in the woods, aka my summer home. I don't know what I was expecting, but it definitely wasn't Disney's Haunted Mansion meets House Flippers. Am I being kidnapped? Hello?
Hello.
Ah! Oh my goodness. We must have missed you. This is Shane. I'm her caseworker. I'm just dropping her off. Is this, the right place?
Yes. This is where she belongs.
He had this weird little pendant that sparkled green, second only in weirdness to the way he looked at me. Thankfully, a bell rang and a bunch of teenagers appeared. Most of them seemed odd.
Just in time for supper. Janine.
Hey, Mr. Bradley. What's up?
Show Shane around.
Yeah, no problemo. Come on, noob.
I'll call to check in.
Janine seemed oddly normal in a sea of very abnormal students. You're drenched. No worries. You'll get a fresh uni. Dining hall, sitting room, a study. Oh, I should probably show you this. The library. This is where you'll spend most of your time.
Wow.
I didn't even like to read, and I had to admit, this place was impressive. It smelled old. More than half of the bookshelves were complete disasters. But further in, a few shelves were perfectly organized. There was some war in the 1800s or something. All the books got trashed, but now Mr. Brad is trying to restore it.
Interesting.
We got changed and went down for dinner. Definitely wasn't bad. Harvey, Shane, Harvey's been here for a few months now.
Nice to meet you.
I looked at the other kids eating around us and was struck by how robotic they all seemed. Why is everybody so...
That happens to anyone who's been here for a long time.
How? Why?
I don't know, but it's always after they get sent to the infirmary.
The bell rang again, signaling it was time for bed. We all filled into one huge dormitory with bunks lining the walls. Apparently, all the kids slept in the same room.
Lights out.
It was dead silent. Like, somebody really should turn on the fan silent. As I settled in, I saw Harvey climb out of bed and do some stretches.
I said bed!
Apparently, we had no freedom here. Exhausted from the eventful day, I closed my eyes and drifted to sleep. That night, I had the same nightmare I always did. My mom dying in a flash of green light. Oh, no!
Bad dreams. I get them too sometimes.
Community service was pretty easy. Collecting books, jotting down title, author, and topic, and then putting them in their place. My biggest danger this summer would be paper cuts. Mr. Brad stayed out of the way mostly, but was always lurking or in his office. Fortunately, Janine and I were fast friends.
What do you mean you didn't actually shoplift?
Wow, my parents would not stand for that.
What did you do?
I egged my friends' ex's house. Only
you got the wrong house. The mayor's.
It was this or juvie.
My parents pushed for this.
Same.
Well, not the parents' part. My mom's dead and my dad's a deadbeat. Probably. Never met him.
Just then, another kid gasped. He ran over and started ringing the bell like no tomorrow. Shocked whispers filled the halls.
What's happening?
Must have found an interesting book.
If you find an interesting book, you get a whole week off. What counts as interesting?
No one knows. Whatever Mr. Brad says.
It's, predictions about the future from 1702.
There wasn't anything flying back then, but they guessed that blimps would make travel faster.
What do you think, Shane? Is this interesting?
I mean, that's futurist stuff, right?
Perhaps. But are incorrect predictions about the future interesting?
I knew the drill. Yet another adult who didn't actually want to hear what I had to say. No.
That's exactly right. No. You've wasted my time.
I think it's interesting. Respectfully, I think you should read it and see.
You think I'm wrong?
Interesting is subjective, right? I don't think he meant to waste your time.
Whatever was happening behind Brad's eyes, I didn't like it.
You must have a fever. The infirmary should help.
We watched Harvey and Mr. Brad walk off, and there was nothing we could do. Harvey wasn't back in time for lunch or dinner, but Mr. Brad was.
Harvey's tough.
Yeah, totally.
Are you enjoying your food, Shane?
Yeah.
Good. I value your opinion. You were right. The book was utterly uninteresting.
Guilt gnawed at me. Maybe I should have stood up for the kid like Harvey. Then we'd both be in a bad spot. Happy to help.
After you finish, call your caseworker.
It only took me a few tries, but I managed to put the number into this ancient rotary phone.
Hello? Shane?
Yeah?
How are you doing? I tried to call before.
I'm good.
Something felt a little off. Called it a gut instinct. So I just wanted to check in.
I've seen this game before from foster parents. They get you to badmouth the other parents so they can get you into trouble. Not today. It's good. Good food.
That's good. I was thinking that...
Just then, I saw Harvey approaching from down the hall. He was walking like a robot, and there was a green twinkle in his eyes. Gotta go. Are you okay?
No loud voices in the halls.
Come on, Janine's this way. Janine would know what to do. I dragged Harvey into the dorm and found her sitting on her bed, getting ready to sleep.
I'm running in the dorms.
Harvey! Oh my god, you scared me! What happened in the infirmary? I could see him trying to say something, but then there was this flash in his eyes and it was gone.
I'm grateful for Mr. Brad. I am cured.
Lights out.
To say something wasn't right was an understatement. What had happened to Harvey?
We need to figure out what's going on.
We hoped Harvey would be better by the morning, but nothing had changed.
Drugs, torture, mind control, whatever it is, it's wrong. We have to do something.
Like what?
Investigate. Expose Mr. Brad.
I stared at Janine. Confused. Why did she think that would help anything?
Why are you looking at me like that?
It wouldn't make a difference, Janine. Nobody would believe us, and if they did, nobody would care.
You gotta try.
I wanted to share her hope that there was anything we could do about this situation, but she was just delusional.
It won't make a difference. Janine was upset, but she'd come around. I hoped.
Shane, come here. You'll find these interesting.
Practical magic?
Exciting, isn't it?
Okay, this guy was officially nuts. Wow, yeah, it's so cool.
Unfortunately, everything inside is minor, making things float, opening locks. Nonsense, not interesting. You can go back to work now.
What was that?
I have no idea. Mr. Brad took a special interest in me. He even told me I reminded him of himself. I didn't know why, but I knew how to give adults what they wanted, so I played along. One day, Janine pulled me aside. I'm going to check the infirmary.
Are you nuts?
If I'm going to help Harvey, I need to know what happened. I know you don't want to be involved, but I need a distraction.
I couldn't say no.
Talking to Mr. Brad should have been easy enough. Later in the library, I made my move while Janine waited for my signal in the corner. I have a question about the practical magic book.
So much potential, and yet boring.
Totally. So, have you ever found a book like it that interesting? It was just a nonsense question to buy Janine time, but it seemed to have hit the mark.
Three similar books are supposed to be here. I've found all but the last.
You're looking for specific books. Wouldn't it be easier to tell us what you want?
I could feel my heart pounding. I was onto something. I knew it. What are they about?
I knew you would ask. Hypnosis, necromancy, chronomancy, mind, death, and time.
It took everything I had in me to keep a straight face. Hypnosis? Was that what was happening to Harvey and the other kids? I was supposed to call Rachel. I actually considered telling her about Harvey, but why would she care? He was good now. That's all adults ever really wanted. So I blew her off. Janine said the infirmary looked completely normal, so that was a dead end. But she had other news, too. I'd go home in 3 days. I was going to be sick. This place was only survivable because Janine was here. I won't let you and Harvey get stuck. We'll get evidence, I'll show my parents, and they'll shut this whole thing down. I wasn't sure I trusted her parents, but it was worth a shot. So it had to be in Mr. Brad's office. For that, we need a bigger distraction than before. Ironically, it was then that I found something truly interesting. It was a book called Unusual Magic. Only half of it was here. After checking to make sure no one was looking, I stashed the book under some others. I gave Janine a nod, and she nodded back. Time for a distraction. I knocked into a bookcase, accidentally on purpose, and it crashed to the ground. Everyone around us yelped in surprise.
What's going on? Pick it up!
While every other camper hurried to pick up the books, Janine and I seized the opportunity to sneak upstairs. Mr. Brad's office. It was shockingly huge inside and was covered in freaky occult artifacts and ancient books. Whoa. I'll guard the door. Hurry! Before long, I found a secret compartment in Mr. Brad's desk. Janine, I got it. Oh my God. It's here. It was the other half of the unusual magic book I found before. My heart was pounding. I skimmed the contents to see what it was about. Hypnosis. Trying to do a ritual. Going back in time.
But I'm not going back in time. I've already mastered time.
When I looked up, Mr. Brad was holding the pendant up to Janine. Its sparkle reflected green in Janine's eyes. And when he lowered it, she went slack like a zombie.
Very good. Now, obey.
I will obey. You shouldn't do that, Shane. What? Breaking the rules is bad. Wait, what do you mean, mastered time?
When I was young, the world was a hostile place to magic wielders, especially ones with passions as unusual as mine. They destroyed my library and buried me alive. Over decades, I clawed my way to the surface, inch by inch. And when I emerged, I met a woman. She was perfect. I made her love me, and we had a child. You.
What? No, that's not true.
One day, my spell slipped and she ran away with you, and it got her killed. But I'll bring her back.
You could do that?
We can be family again. That's why I wanted you here.
So he planted the makeup on me. This man was unhinged, but if he could bring my mom back, the one adult who ever truly loved me, then I could worry about the rest later. I found the last part of the book. In a snap, Mr. Brad teleported us to the library. I picked up the other half of the unusual magic book. The moment the two parts touched, they healed together with a light green glow. The book didn't even have a scratch.
Yes. Yes.
Just then, I heard a faint banging. Shane? Shane? I opened up the door, and to my surprise, Rachel tumbled inside. I'm looking for Oh, what are you doing here? You haven't been answering my calls. Is everything okay? I'm fine. Are you sure? You look a little stressed. Look, I don't know why you've decided to be all motherly to me, but it needs to stop. I have a mom already. I'm sorry if I overstepped. Goodbye.
Rachel, just in time. Perhaps I can show you something in the infirmary.
The infirmary? Janine was right. It did look normal, except for whatever was happening right now. Brad paints a symbol on the floor around us.
This is where the power is strongest.
What's this? A flash mob?
Harvey! Janine! Bring Rachel to the center of the circle!
Hey! Wait, what are you doing?
Your mother's soul needs a vessel. This woman will do it!
Excuse me?
Everyone hold hands!
As Brad chanted, the room around us changed. I'd been so blinded by wanting my mom that I missed the obvious. Brad was evil! Stop!
If you obey, I'll help you.
Usually, his pendant necklace just sparkles, but this time the green light got brighter and brighter, and it triggered something. Suddenly, I remembered. I remembered everything! I was back at the dinner table, but this time I saw the face, Mr. Brad's. No! No! Rachel, he killed my mom! At the last possible second, Rachel freed herself and tore Brad's pendant. Mr. Brad was momentarily frozen in shock, and that's all I needed. When the pendant reached my feet, I stomped with all my might.
No!
The moment the pendant broke, the hypnosis spell shattered.
Destroy the book!
With her mind freed, Janine snatched the book out of Mr. Brad's hands and threw it to me.
Stop!
The other campers held Mr. Brad back while I tore it in half. And just like that, it was over. The green light slowed and then stopped entirely. After that, we burned the book to ashes so it would never heal again. After it was all done, I told Rachel everything. And to my surprise, she listened. And Janine was right. Her parents did care. There was enough evidence of non-magical bad behavior, and Light Hollow was shut down. And Mr. Brad was arrested. I trusted Rachel, and she came through. She got me a place in a good foster home. Janine's. Harvey even visited sometimes. It wasn't the family I imagined, but it was pretty freaking great. It turns out, sometimes people really care about you.